Audio GC5.
Hello for the final time, learners. I have a question. What happens if things go wrong? What if I get scammed, or if I have a dispute with a bank?
Today, we discuss financial safety, consumer laws, and the rules that protect you in the Gulf. We will also wrap up everything we have learned in this course. Understanding the law is your shield.
Hi, everyone. Chloe here. I have been reading the fine print on consumer protection laws. The good news is that Gulf countries have updated their laws significantly. You have rights. For example, you have the right to full transparency. A bank or a shop cannot hide fees from you. You have the right to a contract in a language you understand, usually Arabic and English. And you have the right to data privacy. Your bank cannot just sell your phone number to advertisers without your consent.
Hello, I am Maya. While you have rights, you also have serious responsibilities. We need to talk about the check law again. In the past, a bounced check in countries like the UAE meant immediate jail time. Thankfully, the law has changed recently to decriminalize many cases of bounced checks, treating them as civil cases instead. However, do not relax too much. In many other Gulf states, it is still a criminal offense. And even where it is civil, if you do not pay, the court can issue a travel ban.
A travel ban keeps coming up. It sounds like the ultimate punishment for an expat. So if I have unpaid debt or a bounced check, the immigration system literally stops me at the airport?
Exactly, Liam. It is an automated system. This is why we always say, never ghost your bank. If you lose your job or cannot make a payment, go to the bank immediately. Gulf countries now have insolvency laws that allow you to restructure your debt. You can ask the court for a settlement plan instead of running away. Facing the problem is always better than trying to flee.
And while you are protecting yourself from legal trouble, you must also protect yourself from scammers. Financial fraud is rising globally, and the Gulf is a target because people here have high incomes. The most common scam is a phone call pretending to be the police or the central bank, asking for your passcode or personal details to update your ID. Remember this rule: the police and the bank will never ask for your passcode over the phone. Never.
If you do face an issue, you have a clear path to complain. First, complain to your bank and get a reference number. If they do not solve it within a specific time, usually 30 days, you can escalate it to the central bank's Consumer Protection Department. They have powerful online portals like Samad in the UAE or Samacares in Saudi Arabia dedicated to resolving these disputes. You are not alone. The regulator is on your side.
That makes me feel much safer. I know my rights, I know to keep my passcode secret, and I know where to complain. I feel ready to handle my finances now.
That is wonderful to hear, Liam. And that brings us to the end of our journey together. We have covered a lot of ground in this course. Let us summarize the key pillars of personal finance in the Middle East.
First, we learned about the incredible opportunity of tax-free income. It is a golden ticket, but only if you save it. We learn to avoid the lifestyle creep of expensive cars and luxury brands. Live modestly, and your savings will grow faster than anywhere else in the world.
Second, we mastered the banking system. We know to use current accounts for salary, savings accounts for emergencies, and to be very careful with credit cards and debt. We also learned that our end-of-service gratuity is a nice bonus, but it is not a full pension. We must invest globally to build our own retirement safety net.
And finally, we learn to respect the local laws and culture. We know that debt is a serious legal obligation here. We know to use Islamic banking options if we prefer ethical finance. And we know that by planning ahead, we can even qualify for long-term retirement visas to stay in this beautiful region forever.
The Gulf region offers a unique chance to change your financial destiny, whether you are here for 2 years or 20 years. The habits you build now will serve you for a lifetime. Treat your time here as a business trip for your personal wealth. Be disciplined, be grateful, and be smart.
We hope this course has given you the confidence to take control of your money.
Thank you so much for learning with us.
You have got this, learners. Good luck.
Goodbye, and may your future be prosperous.
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.